I am a firm believer that books make excellent gifts, and that there is actually a book out there for everyone on your list. I'm Lisa Morgan, and if you've never explored the world of graphic novels, our weekly reader book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of them for your consideration. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. If you've ever read Art Spiegelman's Mouse or Marjane Satrapi's Persepolis, you know how the whimsical artistry and personal style of a graphic novel can change the way you enter a dark and difficult story. Both of our books today fit that description. Sabrina, by Nick Dernasso, is drawn in a flat, simple style, kind of like Tom Tomorrow, but more stripped down and with a somber palette. The story starts with a pair of siblings, Sabrina and Sandra, hanging out at their mother's house where Sabrina is cat-sitting. They're doing a crossword puzzle and discussing a bike trip they might take next year. After this scene, the story jumps to Colorado, where Airman Calvin Roble works at a desk job at a military base and lives in a drab condo near a mall. When we meet him, he's picking up a visitor at the train station. It's his high school friend Teddy, a quiet guy with long blonde hair whose girlfriend has gone missing. That girlfriend turns out to be Sabrina, and what happens from there is a vivid nightmare of the worst-case scenario. While Teddy is lying in bed at Calvin's condo playing video games and listening to talk radio, while Calvin is at the base monitoring cybersecurity and filling out surveys about whether he has suicidal thoughts, the media gets hold of the story of Sabrina's disappearance. As the hysteria ramps up, a horrible video is leaked and is downloaded millions of times on the internet. 24-hour fake news generates one insane story after another, and camera crews show up in the driveway to harass Calvin and Teddy. The 29-year-old artist and writer who created this devastating and cool book is a genius, and I would particularly recommend it as a gift for millennials who don't read much. I've never seen anything quite like it. Belonging, A German Reckons with History and Home, by Nora Krug, is another kettle of fish entirely. Its colors and drawings are beautiful, and the lettering reminded me of the Moosewood Cookbook, which gave it a major leg up. In addition to comic panels, diary entries, and full-page drawings, it also uses a scrapbook format with many real documents and photos. Born in a small town in Germany where the poisonous legacy of the war was never discussed, as a little girl, Nora Krug got the impression that Jews were a long-extinct group of people who had lived back in the times of the Bible. After studying abroad, emigrating to the United States, and marrying a Jewish man, all the unasked questions about her history finally broke through and demanded answers. She began a quest to learn the truth about two family members in particular: her father's brother, a Nazi soldier killed in his teens, and her maternal grandfather, who worked as a chauffeur to a Jewish businessman and later joined the Nazi Party. She makes her investigation into a suspenseful mystery story that will keep you turning pages as she uncovers layer after layer of truth. Weekly Reader listeners have heard me say that I can't stand most books about the Holocaust. This one is an exception. I am half German, and though my people are the ones who fled rather than the ones who stayed, I was able to identify and empathize with this author, which might have started with the Moosewood Cookbook, but took a lot more than that.
The books are Sabrina by Nick Dernasso and Belonging by Nora Krug. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.